the turnout was great. And I think there's a lot of interest in exploring the hemp as a crop. It apparently works in good rotation with both soybean and corn. You know, so it is a potential good fit with the kind of crops that we grow here. And it's a new market opportunity, and I think people are eager to explore new market opportunities and see what they can, see how they might be able to grow and expand their farm based on, working with a new crop, a new market opportunity.
What sort of state restrictions are there in growing hemp in New York? Do special laws or regulations need to be in place for growing hemp?
Yes. So hemp, which is related to marijuana, is still considered at the federal level a controlled substance. And so in the 2014 U.S. Farm Bill, the federal government relaxed some restrictions and said that states could implement a hemp research program. So New York State, over the last 2 years, has put in place legislation that creates a program framework for farmers to grow hemp. So Ag and Markets has obtained a license under the DEA for growing hemp in New York. Farmers who are interested become sub-permittees underneath the Ag and Markets license. So right now there's a license, the application period is open with Ag and Markets, and it's open until November 22nd. It's a pretty simple application that you fill out. You have to specify a research purpose. The research purpose might be, I wanted to see how hemp will grow in my kinds of soils, or how it'll grow on my land, or I want to grow hemp to be spun as a natural fiber. You know, whatever the interest is, specified as a research project. And then you apply to Ag and Markets. There's a fee you have to pay. And then Ag and Markets reviews that. Hopefully they will accept it. You enter into a contract with Ag and Markets, and you're considered a sub-permittee under their DEA permit. There are some regulations in terms of what kinds of seed you can buy, where you can buy it from, how the seed has to be managed. They do test the crop to make sure that the THC level in the plant, which is the psychotropic chemical that you find in marijuana, that the crop of hemp doesn't have that. Then you have to do an annual report to Ag and Markets on the status of your work. So there are some regulations. I don't think they're particularly complex, but it is it's not the same as planting another corn crop.
If federal law changes, what's the potential you see for hemp in Washington and Saratoga counties?
I see a tremendous potential. There are so many different products that can be made with hemp, whether you're talking about, a plant-based protein. So, hemp hearts, you see them in the health food stores, are a great source of protein. There are oils that can be extracted and people feel have strong health benefits. The fiber is a great natural fiber for both woven and non-woven applications, and the market for that is really strong. There's just a wide range of applications. And in fact, we as a country are importing hemp products from other countries in the billions of dollars every year. So that just that speaks to the demand for hemp products, and so I think that the market opportunity is huge, and we're really at the beginning of an industry. So when you are at the beginning, there's those people who get in early stand to do very well because they'll build up expertise, they will have early established a product, they'll have supply relationships, and so I'm hopeful that people in Washington and Saratoga County will see this as an opportunity, and some will decide to move forward.